Hello.
Oh, hi. I didn't see you there.
Eric is so tired, and no. So am I. We are.
No. We're...
Yes.
Well,
we are
no
so tired. Guys, we have like a hobby farm. The springtime is the most tiredy, busiest time of year, so we're taking care of turkeys and ducks and chickens and gardens and tomatoes and things. It's insanity. Uh-huh. We're tired, but we had to come here and thank someone who gave us a gift like 2 months ago. Mm. Poor Beth O'Poopy.
Poor Beth O'Poopy.
Like, even said a really funny joke that I was like, oh my God, this joke is great. It was like, why didn't the hippie do something about mm-hmm. too far out? It was very good, but I can't remember because it's been like 2 months, yep. Literally.
It has been.
But Beth O'Poopy, thank you so much. You make this
Beth.
Possible.
Oh, Poopy.
You make it possible for to hear us
do
talk
this.
Like this right now.
You're
Isn't that amazing?
For this.
You're responsible for us.
Get her!
But we were like trying to think of a way to thank people, and I'm so bad at it now. Like, I don't know what to do. I wrote like a part of a Tom Petty song, and that didn't go very well. Mm-hmm. I said, you gave us your dough, but we're so fucking slow. You're waiting because we're not so smart. That's what I came up with. And then 2 months passed, basically.
That's great.
But then I was like, what do we do? I didn't finish the song, but poor Beth has been waiting for so long.
How do you say thank you?
I don't know. Like, I'm going to Google how to thank somebody. Here we go. How to thank someone.
Did you mean how to spank someone?
OMG. Maybe. Maybe Beth O'Poopy wants that. Let's insert a smack sound effect right here. That wasn't a sound effect. That was just a hand hitting another hand in real life.
It's a sound effect.
You hit your own hand. Let's see if we can if our high five could be that loud. Here we go. Here's a high five attempt. Whoa! I died. This also says you can say thank you so much. Thank you very much. I appreciate your consideration, guidance, help, time. Those work.
Yeah.
I sincerely appreciate it.
You should Google how to say thank you to Beth O'Poopy.
Okay. How to thank Beth O'Poopy. Beth Stern on Instagram says, I'm really proud of my poopy pebble.
We did it.
We did it.
We've thanked Beth O'Poopy.
Oh my God.
Thanks,
that
Google.
Was it. Oh, high five again. Ah! Wilhelm scream insert.
You're listening to the show about refurbished gifts and flexibility. It's Pork Fried Dice.
I'm Eric, and I'm the Dungeon Master.
I'm Abby, and I play Rafina.
I'm Alex, and I play Bathwack.
I'm KT, and I play Will.
Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
So you hear them in your triangle room, right?
The triangle
yes, in my
room.
Triangle room.
I love that triangle
room. Triangle room. Triangle so room cool. Is Abby's office.
It's amazing. It's like the it's like a little witch's
what's
room.
The
like
of,
it's so
the name cool. of Alex's room so that your room can hate it.
The dungeon. Oh, I see.
I guess it'd have to be person room.
Person room. Person room. Full of books and ukuleles.
And toilet seats.
Thrones and stuff and toilet seats. Person room.
verified. Alex is a person. Too much information? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Might be.
What's nice. Happening?
Uh-oh. Oh!
This is what he wears. He wears those when he's trying to work and doesn't want to hear anything.
Oh, okay.
They're not. They don't connect to anything. They're just noise blockers.
Wow, smart.
You have some of those.
Oh, I have something to tell you. Okay, so at work, they have this mindfulness community.
What's the name of the, hold on, what's the name of the company in Office Space? You can just use that.
Inatech.
What is it?
Inatech, oh, I think.
Inatech, something like that. Inatech.
We work at Inatech, so there's mindfulness at Inatech. And it, anyway, I did this thing. They had a pilot where they did a mindfulness-based Connect experience. It was like 5 weeks, 90 minutes at a time. And then they started asking for facilitators. And I decided I would like to try to, you know, train for it and be a facilitator. So I met the woman
That's
this morning
awesome.
Online. It's really cool. It's daunting, but it's really cool. But yeah. The woman that I'm co-facilitating with, I met with her this morning to talk about it. And the first thing that happened was that we were trying to think of a name for our cohort. And I'm like, oh, well, I've really been into birds lately. And she says, oh, I do a lot of board gaming. I know. I have a favorite game of mine that I think you'd like. And I said, are you going to say Wingspan?
Oh,
and of course she was,
yay!
Which is so cool. But the craziest thing is the next thing she told me is that her husband is a jouster.
Whoa!
An honest to God jouster, not staged for the Ren Fair, not medieval
what?
Times. Alex was like, you mean it medieval times?
Yeah.
No, but apparently it's a real thing.
Just on the road.
Horses with the
in his car.
What'd you say?
On the road.
On horses in full armor.
Wow.
And they have horses at their house and like they practice on the weekends and there's a tournament in Texas this weekend in Austin, Texas. There's going to be a tournament. Some of her work friends are coming over. It's just,
oh my
like,
gosh.
People never fail to fascinate me. I just, I had no idea it was a thing.
But I mean, do they actually hit each other with
that's what it sounds so, like.
Or like their shields or like,
so the
I really
want to
know
jousting,
how they don't die. Right.
Yeah. Well, the point of jousting is not to throw the other person off the horse, contrary to popular belief. This is what she told me. I guess she has like a elevator speech for it.
She's like, she okay, ready. Don't now.
She was ready.
Yeah.
But there's like, you know, the jousting stick. I'm sure it has a better name. But
lance.
The end of it, the end of the lance has something
lance,
called.
That's what it is.
A friable tip. I think mm-hmm. she called it friable.
Yeah.
Which is friable is a word I know.
Yeah.
It, but apparently, like that's, and then they each have something on their shoulders, like a shield, a small shield, and the purpose is to hit that shield with your lance and break off the friable tip, and that's how you win. It has nothing to do with like trying to get the other person to fall off the horse.
Yeah,
so,
that's like how it's fun, oddly enough, that's actually how they do it in medieval times. Like not in medieval times, the restaurant or the place.
Right.
Not in the restaurant
and
or
also
in the restaurant.
In the restaurant.
In the restaurant.
And yeah. also I think at the Ren Fair too, because like
yes.
they have that thing
yes.
that it goes like it's not supposed
Why
to
Why is
yes.
it one of these places the point to kill the other person? So disillusioned.
No, but it's like fencing, because like fencing you're not
yeah.
supposed to stab anyone, you're supposed to
what?
touch, you're supposed to
but the stage stuff, someone always falls off the horse, right?
It's like professional wrestling versus amateur wrestling.
Jousting, yes! Holy moly, yes. The professional wrestling of jousting.
There are way more suplexes at the Ren Fair than at this thing in Texas.
I thought that was
when
so
you
cool.
when you search for jousting stick, it's like Google automatically knows you have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh.
The first thing is, what is a jousting stick called? Well, it's called a lance. And then the second question is, how is jousting a sport?
Yeah, I know. Like, how is it still? I'm sure the people are like, what?
And just slightly further down the list, is medieval times jousting real?
Oh my gosh. Is there something near us where people joust? Like, does this underground society exist here in...
I know, like, where the professional
is. Like, these, like, late night, like, drag racing that people do, like, on the streets,
yeah.
and they get busted, like, Fast and the Furious or whatever,
and
but jousting.
And the cops that come and get them are, like, old-timey.
Also on horses?
Yeah, they're on horses. They have helmets and
They had those in
swords.
Lancaster. Not the swords.
They had what?
They had mounted policemen in Lancaster. Remember
yes,
that?
They did. Yes, they did.
Oh, yes. That's cool. That's cool.
Cool.
Are you finding the location?
Maryland. Maryland has an annual National Jousting Championship tournament.
That's not close.
Oh, sorry. It's Meryl, yeah. So the SCA thing reminded me of something that happened to me years ago when I was visiting a friend at a university in South Carolina. I gave a talk in like an auditorium. So I finished the talk and I was waiting for my friend to show up. So it's just kind of all the students filtered away, and then I was just standing alone in the hallway. And someone walks up to me. They're wearing like a black trench coat, and they just have all kinds of wearing glasses, but they were very ornate. And it was unusual clothing, and he had some kind of hat on. He had some kind of something in his hand, some weird like gadget. He walks up to me and he's like, "Are you Alex
Moss?" Oh God.
And I'm like,
"What?"
Yeah. And he's like, "I've come from the future to give this to you. Don't lose it. It's vital to your life." Something like this. And he handed me this folded piece of paper. And I'm like, thank you. And I took it. And he like wheeled around, you know, on his heel and walked away. And I opened up this thing, and I don't remember exactly what it said, but I think it was just like a bunch of numbers. Just like
a
ton of numbers.
Is this a fictional tale? Are you messing with us? What?
No. This literally happened to me. Yeah.
It really did.
I wish it were a drawing of a penis.
Yeah, I know.
And you still have it.
Wait. Is that the end of the story?
But how did he know your name and stuff?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, he's just given it.
I played Jackbox with
you. He's just given a talk, right?
Oh, so it didn't. Okay.
Didn't. I mean, it wasn't a, you know, you'd just given a talk, so they knew your name.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was completely plausible that
Abby's like, wait, I bet you this person wasn't from the future. I figured it out. I cracked the case.
But you didn't keep the piece of paper? Like, what if it had a cool coat on it? What if you won $1 million? Anthrax. Thank you.
I can't remember. I mean,
I'm sure he has it still. I'm sure he does. He has placemats that the kids drew on, 10 years ago. So he must have it.
That's you.
But I thought that you like looked things up. I thought you looked something up and found that like there was a situation where people do this. Or no, did I make that up?
Maybe. I mean, I was just trying to understand what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I thought is that there had been some kind of challenge for him to go convince someone else that he was a time traveler from the future.
Okay, what are the weirdos? Wasn't it just like a couple weeks ago where he met someone with that weird triangle thing on their head?
Yes, he did.
Oh,
well, that was
gosh,
like a couple months
that was
ago.
At work.
It was probably the same person.
Did the glasses turn into the triangle? I want to know what the glasses look like.
They
did they
ornate.
Look like Elton John glasses? Did they look like futuristic glasses? Did they look like old-timey steampunk glasses?
Like goggles?
Yeah, I think it was kind of like that.
Like the Tinkerer in Gloomhaven?
Yes.
I have to bring up Gloomhaven now.
Is that
I was going to say.
What'd you say?
Really? I have to bring up Gloomhaven now.
Oh, okay. I'll uncover my ears so I can hear all about it.
I'm done.
There's so many possibilities. But yeah, I mean, probably like steampunk.
Yeah, like those, like goggles, almost like leather.
But then
and
they telescope out or whatever.
Of, yeah.
Yeah, or they have cool. like multiple lenses.
Honestly, if I could wear those every day, I would.
You can.
Because those are awesome.
You can do whatever
you totally can.
You
but then I would have to get like prescription ones because I require real glasses.
First of all, you have contact lenses, but also get prescription steampunk goggles.
You could do that.
That would be so
you really
cool.
could do that.
There must be someone out there who makes prescription steampunk
totally
goggles. Oh my God.
I'm positive it's possible. Yeah. Positive.
That's because you have a pair.
No, I wish I did.
Yeah.
I never thought of it. I've been wanting to.
You
not
were that.
Have...
You were the time.
It was
traveler.
Me. It was me. Yes, I abandoned our infant son at the time and put on a whole big costume and visited you in South Carolina.
And knew you would not recognize them. They would just remember the trench coat and something in your hands.
Exactly.
And something on your head.
No, but it would be future you.
That's
that
the thing.
Back.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
Don't play stupid with me. I know it was you.
Well, you watch the credit card statements very closely, and you've seen the steampunk goggle purchase.
Ah! Oh my god, we're gonna play?
We're gonna play Jackbox.
Are we really?
Alex, recap us for Jackbox.
Oh my god, recaps.
It's technically his turn.
He did it.
I don't know.
He made a recap.
Oh, he did it. Okay.
I just wrote down what I could remember about
the
what
magic
happened.
Of the Google Calendar.
Oh, yeah, the one that I don't know how to look at.
You don't know calendars.
It's fine. Don't know how calendars work.
All right, well, let's hear it. Previously on Pork Fried Dice.
It's just some words.
Well, okay, that sounds the words. Great.
I'm
love
down
words.
With that. We don't need no Fruity Loops every time. It's all
Fruity
good.
Loops. Fruity Loops.
So you can interrupt if I get details wrong, which I probably did. Gwen hails Tess, the dancer we met in Tomorrow Today Land. Whose lover met a gelatinous end. Mm. Tess ran away from the chaos in Mars Inlet. Gwen looks different since they last met when Tess taught her the ropes. Mm-hmm. She has purple crystals growing from her body. Mm-hmm. And by the ropes, we mean the rodeo, of course. Mm-hmm. Annie Parr shushes and winks at Tess so that nobody will know she's Rafina. Mm-hmm. Hey, Tess, will you teach exotic dancing at the college? Wait, what? You left Mars Inlet in flames and now you're a talent scout? Whatever, sure, maybe I'll go teach. Okay, so then we catch the other performer with the sooty eyes, and we try to read her surface thoughts. Mm. Oh, Will tries to read her surface thoughts.
Yeah.
And Bathwack points out the eye soot. Are we the bad guys?
Right.
She's trying to flee from the sooty gang, and days of her life are just gone.
Yeah.
And she found herself in the river, somehow still alive. And then she tells us how to find the sooty gang hideout.
Yeah.
So far, so good?
Yes, yes.
Did I miss anything?
No, I think that's good.
Yeah, I think that is good.
I really didn't prepare a recap until about an hour ago. And
I've done
this. But you planned to do it.
And
you did exactly what you were supposed to
babe,
do.
Like, I cut the notes out.
Did you say babe?
I almost said babe. I said
bae. Bae to who? Abby?
To Alex.
No, to Alex.
I said bae.
They're bae.
But I really wanted to say babe. Babe, it's okay.
Babe. That's babe, so okay. Funny.
All right, babe, keep going.
Beard buddies.
Yay! Oh my god, it reminds me of Shaun of the Dead. Is it Shaun of the Dead? When he's
I
like,
think
he's
so.
Not my boyfriend. And then he brings him a beer and he's like, thanks babe. I love that. It's one of my favorite. And he winks at him too. Mm-hmm. I love it so much.
So then Shimi pops into being in the magical alley of meeting, mm-hmm. and he brings gifts to his fellow adventurers. I forget what he calls us.
Subordinates.
Subordinates.
Or best friends, one of the two.
Best friends. Will gets an awesome cup mm-hmm. that you can drink from without getting drunk. Mm-hmm. What a terrible gift, thinks Bathwack. Rafina gets a vivid instrument.
Yes.
That make enchanting visions to go with enchanting music.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then Gwen gets a magic bag that you can take ingredients out. Mm-hmm. Anything
right.
you want.
Right. Okay, yeah, we
pouch.
Couldn't remember that.
A spice pouch.
Mm-hmm.
Spice pouch, yeah.
Yep.
Bathwack got a billowing cape. Billow willob. It's a gift fit for a king for when I learn how to fly, thinks Bathwack.
Did I tell you, Alex, that you came up with the way to turn it off? While we
I
were
think,
playing,
I think you.
It was actually.
Oh
me.
Yeah, maybe at the end.
It
yeah,
so
it was
great.
Actually you.
Okay. I was the one who said, "Say it backwards."
Oh.
Oh, okay. Sorry, Abby. You did it.
Screw
I don't
you,
mind,
Alex. Try to
I have
steal
to
Abby's
share
ideas.
Some of the glory. I mean,
you have to take all the credit. That's fine. There's an altercation, and Abby and Alex kill each other. Mm-hmm. Will stole the key.
Oh,
and
Abby
Gwen
is
might
dropping
kill him
out.
Now.
Am I? It's,
yeah. You,
is it my...
It has happened a couple
it's
times.
It's only when you laugh.
It is weird. There
oh,
must be a sensitivity
thing. Oh, I wonder if my
thing.
Settings are, like,
there
set
must be
on my, like...
a sensitivity thing or something.
All right. Tell me when it happens again, and I'll... Poopy. All right. Sorry.
And I'll poopy.
Alex. Oh, poopy.
So there, Alex, yeah. So there was a little bit of a verbal fight, because mm-hmm. Will stole the key, and then Gwen, I really thought Gwen might kill him. But then Gleb appears at the end. Is it Gleb?
Gleb.
No, it's definitely not. I don't know who you're Gleb? Talking about, but Gleb does not exist in this world.
I wrote down Gleb. I'm like, oh, it's Gleb. But it's someone else.
Are you talking about the person who lured Gwen away? That is...
It's definitely Gleb.
I can't remember Gleb. His name, but it's definitely not Gleb.
Can we have Gleb be a Gene. Character?
His name is Gene.
Gene. It's Gene.
It's a normal Gene name. Gleb. It's not Gleb.
Gene Gleb is my
Abby,
first
what do you
note
think about
for
the name
tonight.
Gleb? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
I love it.
Me too. Can we have somebody named Gleb, please?
Adam, guess what? Your new character is named Gleb.
Adam? Oh, yeah.
Adam?
Who is this Adam?
Who am I being cuckolded by?
Well, we already know, apparently, that Adam is going to marry Abby, so... Yeah. Watch out,
don't
Alex.
Ixnay on the airy May.
Then I'm going to follow him home in my car.
And call him a waste of skin.
I'm just going to tell Adam on the side.
Yeah.
That's all good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you'll get the... Oh, your wedding rings could be nose piercings. Adam would get one, and you can too.
Oh, fuck, I'm out.
And look, she's not, you can't even, she's laughing hysterically,
uh-huh.
But
you
can't
hear
any
all.
Of it.
Oh my
it's completely
gosh.
Gone.
No, actually, I was breathing then. Like, I was doing that, like,
uh-oh, you can't breathe. Oh, no. Okay.
The next time that you see us, we're just going to be covered in piercings because I'm going to be like, oh, we have to pierce this now so that Adam can't get that pierced.
My gosh. We
Alex can't lift his head next time. It's too heavy.
Oh, my gosh.
We're almost into the game.
Yeah, okay. We're almost there.
Almost.
Gleb appears at the end of the alley. Blood on his mouth.
I love that was your closest guess was Gleb. This is a name Eric would come up with. Gleb.
Wait, are your notes typed? You typed the word Gleb?
Oh, he definitely typed Gleb.
I typed the word Gleb. No, I handwrote it. And then I just was like,
it.
I was just putting together all the different scribbles into a typed thing.
That makes a little more sense.
It's mostly scribbles, just transcribed. Yeah.
All right, Gleb. Here comes Gleb.
He's got blood on his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered, could it be from when Gwen attacked him? But you didn't see that. Gleb flees.
That's right.
And Gwen rages after him, and Bathwack tries to intervene, but she's faster because he did too many billow squats. Will off. Gleb stops on a bridge, intestines dangling from his mouth.
The person who gave us a 1-star review for Everwood would not like this section of our podcast.
That's very true.
We're sorry, 1-star review.
Wait, why?
Oh, it's not for our... Well, we've gotten 1-star reviews before, but this was our other podcast. Some asshole. Oh.
Said we couldn't stop
butthole.
Cackling at our own jokes.
They said, oh my God, no. It's the pettiest, dumbest review for free content I've ever
super
seen.
Super slaw or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Super slaw. Yeah, I don't know. Poor Adam was really affected by it, so we've been trying to make fun of it.
Adam and KT, be honest.
No. I told Adam that I apologize. I'm like, the reason that it is this way is because I'm on your podcast. They said I couldn't even make it through the first episode. Sounds familiar. We had another review like that. Couldn't even make it through the first episode because of all the cackling at your dumb jokes. And then it said and when I heard that you had a background in comedy and
question
then
mark question mark question mark question mark, mark question mark
several question marks like they couldn't believe we had a background in comedy and that you don't like Gilmore Girls, I decided we had nothing in common. Bye. 1-star.
Like after not getting no, that's like not okay to write
it
a review
hilarious.
For.
Like to me,
but
I'm,
also
I,
you guys
oh,
don't like Gilmore Girls.
Oh,
we're done.
Uh-oh, you like Gilmore Girls, Abby?
I love
it's
Gilmore
the
Girls.
The one thing I can't take it at all. I can't even watch like 1 second of it. It makes me so annoyed. I'm
There's
so
a troubadour.
Sorry.
There's a troubadour. I love the troubadour. He sings folk music.
He's
like
just
folk
a
songs.
Character all the time.
He walks around. Yeah, like he's a background character.
Oh, that's
no,
pretty
I
good.
Get it. It's very teen drama-y, and it's very fast talky and not.
But
very...
I don't want to shit all over it because you can like it. So many people love Gilmore Girls. That's okay.
Was Abby super slaw?
Abby super slaw. Adam super now slaw. Adam won't. Oh,
you're
super
the,
slaw
you're the
one-star is the
reviewer.
Name of the person who reviewed it. Super slaw.
Yes,
now
that
Adam's
was me.
Gonna divorce you. Uh oh.
Yeah,
Alex, you're back in the game.
Yep. No piercings needed.
There's some really, really funny
sticks. Oh, scrotum, look at it.
What? What just happened, Julie?
Your husband pierced his scrotum.
Oh, ow. Jeez. Yes, that's going to make things very complicated. All right, so anyway.
Leave a one-star review and tell us what Gleb does with his intestines dangling from his mouth
shit.
In Stars Hollow.
We're in the middle
never
of a
finished.
Recap.
I'm so sorry.
It's 9:38.
Oh, no.
Okay, do it. Was that it? Was that Gleb. The end of it?
No.
Okay.
Gleb, he transforms rapidly like a flashback through Gwen's life.
Mm.
And at last he becomes Moondreamer and laughs like a cracked mirror. Bathwack tries to protect Gwen with his green magical shield, but he hits her with an eldritch bolt instead. Gwen rages. Moon, Dreamer, and Gwen charge each other. Bathwack tries once again to protect Gwen with strange angelic magic, but Moon, Dreamer, and Gwen collide in a cinematic explosion of magical energy and are no more. Oof. In their place, a crystalline dragonborn is rooted to the bridge, wings unfurled in eternal flight.
You don't know it's eternal.
In nocturnal flight.
In Schrodinger's eternal flight.
That was good.
It was very good.
And now, suddenly, we're playing D&D.
Oh, shit.
Okay.
So, yes, you all find yourselves on the middle of this grand arching bridge, a Venetian-esque bridge over the puny Beartoggle River.
Mm.
That's how Rafina views the river is puny at this point.
Yes, it is puny.
Yeah. And yeah, there is this crystalline, basically like a statue of a dragonborn with wings unfurled, reaching out with a clawed hand. On their shoulder is, I'm giving it a little more detail than I did last time, I believe. On their shoulder is perched a cat who seems to be hissing.
Oh, cowl.
You notice there's something in this clawed hand that's extended out in front of her, which you maybe want to investigate.
I investigate. I know what it is.
Oh, what is it?
Well, Rafina is pretty sure it's going to be the recipe for for sticky bricks, because that is what she wants.
You are half right, Rafina. You investigate, immediately scurry up and investigate what is in the hand. It is not a recipe for sticky bricks. It is, in fact, a sticky brick.
Wait, I thought you said it was a piece of paper.
I did not.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I really made that up,
yeah,
didn't
you
I?
Did.
A sticky brick. Oh, my gosh.
Like, it's not a statue sticky brick. It's an actual sticky brick. I take it.
Okay. It's a sticky brick.
I do not eat it.
Okay.
I have to investigate it first.
Go for it. What are you going to do?
Oh, really? I have time to do it now?
Sure.
All right,
whatever.
Dudes.
We're not in battle.
Are you going to deconstruct it and turn it into a sticky brick recipe?
Yeah. I get out my Bunsen burner. I'm going to determine the number of calories. I'm going
to
get
the word titrate.
Chemical composition.
Uh-huh.
No, that's not what I do. I mean, I will eventually, but...
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, I'm going to do detect poison and disease on it.
Okay.
Rafina says all these words about Bunsen burners and things, but actually she's just like, are you just like poking with a stick or something? Just like...
1 calorie, 2 calories.
0 calories!
Okay, I do the spell. Poof.
Okay, poof. You detect no poison nor disease.
Okay. I'm not going to eat it when I'm very confused by what's just happened.
Yeah.
But I am going to stow it away for the for the nonce. Wait, is that the way to use that word?
I think
the
it's nonce. Great. It's like less or fewer. It doesn't really matter.
Hey!
So
Well, what is happening around Gwen? Like, did anyone else see this? Are there other people around?
Okay, interesting question. Give me a perception check.
Okay. I clicked it. I'm going to reload it.
Again.
Click it again.
Lickety-click.
Did it work that time?
Yay. That worked.
Oh, natural 20 perception. Whoa. That's a wasted roll. It's going to be like, there are people around.
I know, I always think.
Congratulations.
All right, there are people around.
Okay, cool.
You can immediately tell that everybody in the vicinity, aside from you, Bathwack, and Rafina, have no idea what just happened. Everybody is going about their business as if nothing weird happened at all.
Wait. So they didn't see it, or they just sort of processed it and are done processing it?
Hard to say. Maybe everybody is very well adjusted and can immediately go on with their personal lives.
Assuming,
it was a big thing that happened.
Because I'm doing that as Rafina's going up with the sticky brick. Yep. I smack Bathwack with the back of my hand across the face. No,
whoa.
I'm just kidding. No, on your shoulder.
On his dick.
Like, because Will is perceiving across this whole area and he just, it's like one of those like, hey, get a load of this. And he's just going to be like, there's nobody's reacting. Like, nobody even, did anyone... What just happened? Did you just kill Gwen and nobody noticed?
Bathwax, hold up. What? Me? Kill Gwen?
Yeah, right? What just happened?
What? I didn't kill Gwen. Hold on. Bathwax, slip a finger. I'm going to walk over to someone, anyone really in the crowd. An adult.
There's
I don't
not even a crowd. People are just doing their thing.
Huh. They're not looking.
Nobody,
they're not even
looking.
There's not onlookers. There's people crossing the bridge and there's people around. It's middle of the day.
That's
but
weird.
People
yeah, I'm going to walk up to someone crossing the bridge. Excuse me.
What?
How long's the statue been here?
That statue? Well, I don't know. As long as I can remember.
Oh, God.
And you look over at the statue, and you see that it's standing there in the center of the bridge. It's surrounded by this well-tended garden of flowers.
What?
And there's even a little plaque in the soil in front of the foot of this crystalline entity.
What does the plaque say?
I don't know.
Thanks.
Nobody read it yet.
I'm going to walk back. So, Will, it's always been here.
Okay. No. No! There's no...
Rafina has an instinct to look at Will's ankles.
Okay. Oh, no.
You can see one of them.
Is that because... I'm only looking in a profile.
All right. Will, you look down. Rafina is circling around you like a shark. Rafina, you only see one ankle.
What?
I jump away. Like, I don't know what she's doing. What is going on? No. Gwen is a rock now. She's a statue.
Why don't you have both ankles? Is it related?
You guys, what's going on? Says Shimi.
Shimi,
what?
How long has this statue been here?
What? That statue? Oh, I don't know. I've lived my whole life in Mars Inlet. What are you talking about?
Gwen. Yeah. You don't know who Gwen is? Gwen?
Who?
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, what? No. Didn't you not see the intestines? Just now, the intestines, Shimi.
What are you talking about, Rafina? We're going over to the sooty gang.
Oh, God.
Remember Gwen?
Who?
Shimi, go read that plaque. Go see what it says. Don't shout it at me. Come back and tell me.
All right. Is it a puzzle? Shimi. I'm on it.
Yeah, it's a puzzle.
Here we go.
Definitely a puzzle.
All right. Someone take notes. There could be subtext in between the lines.
But I know
Will's
how puzzles
doing
work.
That to distract
Bathwack
Shimi.
Bathwack writes down the word Gleb.
Gleb? I hope that's what's on the plaque.
Oh, I love cackling
just says
at
Gleb.
Alex's jokes.
What does that mean?
All right. It says this statue is dedicated to Thagwin Drestigen.
I was sending Shimi so I could ask Bathwack something. Are we right next to the statue?
Yeah,
oh, you're
basically.
Walking. Oh, okay.
I don't know.
Well, I guess I was trying to talk to Bathwack. That's okay. I send Shimi and Bathwack walks away and I'm like, that's
you'll find a moment, I'm
accurate.
Sure. This statue is dedicated to Thagwin Drestigen and Cowell, heroes of the Seventh Pineapple War.
What? Whoa.
I'm getting chills.
Who are these people? What are you worried about? Don't we have bigger fish to fry?
I'm going to touch the statue.
Okay. It's cold. Hard.
Inert.
Mm-hmm. Rafina takes a sewing tape measure out of her pouch and measures her hair.
Your own hair or Thagwin's hair?
My hair. Is it appreciably longer or shorter than I'm used to?
It is slightly longer than you're used to, but you realize it's probably because you haven't had a haircut.
Mm.
You also were heading to the spa, I think, at some point.
At one point, yeah.
You didn't get there, though.
Yeah.
Does Gwen's hair look coiffed?
Yeah, is it hair or is it crystal?
There is a crystal. It's crystalline hair.
It's crystalline hair, but there's hair for sure.
Uh-huh. It's literally, you picture Gwen in the moment she disappeared in a flash of light.
But Gwen didn't have hair when... Wait, how many Pineapple Wars have there been? What? Wait. What?
Oh, no. If I had to ask someone, I'd ask you, Rafina.
I know. I mean, well, Abby, I have to pull up...
I mean, Annie...
It's at least 7.
Yeah.
I thought there were a couple.
Unless they skipped like 6 in the middle or something.
Well, it's wouldn't be unlike the pineapples to do that. But I don't understand. I feel like something's wrong with time. I'm very confused.
So yeah, as far as you can tell, this seems like an installation on this bridge that's been here certainly longer than a minute. Years, at least.
Yeah, Will's been trying to talk to people, but I think he's like realizing that like he needs to go check out the statue too. Can he do like an investigation to see, or like an arcana check to see if this statue has any swirly properties?
That would be arcana, probably.
I clicked it, but I don't know if it worked. Did it go?
I heard it.
Okay. I clicked it twice. Sorry.
So 15 plus 2 is 17. So the color of the statue seems very familiar to you.
Mm-hmm.
That purple.
Yeah.
Very reminiscent of your times in Barovia.
Yeah. Do I see anything like... I'm looking back and forth between like Bathwack, because we saw like... He mistakenly cast Eldritch Blast again, but he also had some kind of power coming from his chest. Can I, like, be looking at the statue and looking at Bathwack's chest? And trying to figure out what's going on? All right. Listen, you don't even know how to cast spells right anymore, okay? I'm looking at your chest because something came out of there when you killed Gwen.
Is he lactating?
No, like some
turtle milk.
Magic. Some turtle milk. Some kind of magic crap came out of you. And then she died. Just adding to the list of people you like to kill. Innocent Gwen.
I was trying to protect her.
Yeah.
Wait, let's just recount exactly what happened.
Yeah, I want to know what happened. Why were you running after some weirdo with blood all over his face? Why was Gwen so interested in that?
She killed, crap, I can't call him by his real name.
Gleb.
It's his real name.
Gleb.
It's just Gleb.
It's a normal name. Starts with Jean. There you go.
Jean.
She killed Jean's family.
I knew it! Will does a little happy dance. I knew it. I fucking knew it. I knew the Crumplemeyer was not the first person she had killed. I'm guessing she killed so many people. That fucking lady gave me such shit for stealing things, and yet she kills people.
Will.
What?
You're speaking ill of the statue.
And we saw Jean earlier, maybe yesterday. I can't remember. We saw Jean earlier. He was selling things, and Gwen recognized him and chased him, and I stopped her from... I let Jean get away, and I told Gwen I wouldn't share anything that I learned.
Was she about to kill Jean?
And I think she was trying to kill Jean, which is why I chased them. I was hoping to stop that. But then it became clear that, well, we're all out of our league.
Yeah.
Whatever that was.
Yeah, that definitely wasn't just a regular person.
Certainly not someone named Gene. Maybe Gleb.
I know, Gene turned into Gleb and I lost all hope.
And there's
we finally
And there's no way that you know, we all thought that, or maybe it was just me because I knew that the swirly man was back, and you know, let's gloss over that, but we all kind of suspected the unicorn that she was friends with. Obviously, she was some agent of the swirly man. Obviously, that's what happened here, right? If Bathwack didn't kill her, the swirly man turned her into a statue is probably what happened.
Gwen was an agent. Gwen was not a conscious agent of the swirly man. I don't think. Hypnotism is possible.
She really liked to give me a hard time about stealing, though, and I feel like that is something an agent of the Swirly Man would do.
But, I mean, wouldn't she still be here if she was an agent of the Swirly Man?
Maybe the Swirly Man didn't like her because she was trying to be too cute. She was, like,
wow,
making friends with unicorns and stuff, and he didn't like that. He
Will,
wanted
are
to
you
be the only
Swirly
unicorn.
Man?
No, I am not the Swirly Man.
Do you
man.
Feel guilt about your thievery?
No!
And you are sickened by cuteness, and so you're embodying this part of your personality in this swirly man?
Named Gleb.
Would that make you feel more comfortable than knowing that...
Oh, I feel plenty comfortable.
Powerful... Oh, you really... You're weird then, because you're just like a kid, and you're totally at ease with all of this weird magic shit going on. Oh, I forgot, you just didn't witness what we just witnessed.
Nope. I don't know who this Gwen is.
So, anyway...
Ugh.
So that's got to be what that was, right? Right?
Nope.
What?
I don't think so.
I mean, I wondered. Okay.
Hey, Will, are you sure?
About what? What?
About the story you just made up.
What do you mean?
Are you sure?
Sure about what?
Are you sure that it's right? It's not!
How? Okay. Why? Why? What we just witnessed was absolutely bizarre, and we know that the swirly man is around.
So you think the swirly man gave Gwen... Well, now we know the swirly man is something else. It's one of the spirits from the temple. Right?
What? Why? Why do you think that?
Isn't that what we learned?
Rufino wouldn't.
In Castle Ravenloft?
Wait, did I learn
that? The swirly
that
man was.
I can't remember
Madame
what I...
Eva, who right. was powered by the magic in the temple, I think, the dark powers. She was like.
But, like, was
a
that
manipulator
who said
of that?
Did. Madame
she
Eva
did.
Say that?
She definitely
she did
say that.
Okay, so Rufina does know that. Okay. But why does the swirly man have it out for you, Will? Because clearly...
I'm perfectly fine. Gwen is the one who's a rock, and it either is Bathwack or the swirly man's fault. It's definitely not my fault at all.
The swirly man is... If the swirly man's following us around, I think that...
What?
Will, I mean, I appreciate that you think I am so powerful, but can't do that. I can't turn people into statues and make the rest of the world
but
forget
tell
they
us,
ever existed.
What spell did you cast?
I tried to protect her with a shield.
Got it.
That failed. I shot her with an Eldritch Blast instead.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I remembered what the angel at the Abbey told me. And somehow just thinking of that, I was trying to protect Gwen, and I cast some kind of spell.
I guess the spell worked.
What? Well, no. I mean, it's a protective spell. I mean, it wouldn't have done this.
But Gwen is clearly protected now. She's remembered as a hero.
Yeah, from the Pineapple Wars. How many were there? Because if this is the seventh, was that a long time ago? Or is that now a new made-up event that is populating this timeline for some reason?
I have to check my book, and they didn't have the volume I needed. Remember? They didn't have the volume I needed.
So we don't even know how many
Seems more disturbed than you've ever seen her before.
Oh my gosh, really?
Uh-huh. I pulled one of my ponytails out. No, I haven't.
Oh no!
Now you only have five.
I almost had a heart attack.
I
pull the tie off of it. The hair still stay the same place, but you just don't. It's not tied together.
Yep.
What vault? What did you go to the library?
What, do you remember when we were at the bookstore?
Oh yeah,
Crumplemeyer's book bin.
Yep. But
they didn't have what you needed.
I want to know if Mo remembers Gwen, but I think that Gwen is protected. I really think that you protected Gwen from the swirly powers in an unfortunate way.
Don't think I did this, Rafina.
You totally did. Totally you.
No, I don't think you killed her. I don't think you killed her. I think that...
Yeah, but the combination of stuff that flew out of him turned her into a rock.
As opposed to killing her?
I mean, also she's dead because she's a rock, so...
Well...
Oh, Will, you just have it out for Bathwack.
Yes! Isn't that obvious at this
point?
I mean,
I guess now she was alive whenever the 7th Pineapple War happened. Alive enough to be hailed as a hero or a martyr. I don't know what.
We'll have to check the university archives then.
That might be helpful to figure out what's going on here, whether that was a recent thing or like something that happened a long time ago, because we definitely all remember Gwen, right? She was alive and we were traveling with her.
If this isn't some kind of giant delusion... Mm-hmm. And I guess we know where to find Gwen.
Where's Mo? I know where Mo is, but does Mo remember Gwen? I miss Mo, guys.
Mo, well, he's with Blinsky. We can't get to Mo right now. Mo's up at the top of the dam.
Yeah,
I know.
And you guys all look over at the dam, and you see where the staircase was that had collapsed. There is already a rudimentary scaffolding being erected. It's halfway up the side of the dam.
Wow. So that still happened.
Hmm. That was incredibly fast.
That's weird.
But at least,
is it in a weird time way fast? Or okay.
It's hard to say. It could fall somewhere in between.
Okay.
It's not so unbelievable where you're like, that's got to be magic. But you're also like, magic exists in this world. And maybe they have magic scaffolding.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I mean, I guess those stairs are pretty important, so they're going to be on.
I mean,
it.
Like, if the stairs were there, that would be unbelievable. But
this
looks not necessarily ramshackle, but not as solid and defined as an actual staircase.
Mm. Well, I was concerned that we would see the stairs, and that would mean that there was some sort of total flip.
You don't.
Okay. Mm. Good/bad.
Gad.
Okay.
Bud.
Bud.
Gleb.
Gleb. Exactly.
Sorry, I can't help it.
It's amazing.
I can't either.
What do we do now? Because Gwen's a statue. Well,
I mean, I guess, like I said, if this isn't all some mass hallucination, then she's... safe in another time.
Safe in history.
You guys, if I am ever a rock, don't fucking give up and say I'm safe in history, okay? Turn me back into a person. You too.
All right, Will, let's do it. Let's turn her back into a person.
Yeah, you go first.
I mean, no. I'm just saying if it were me. If it's me.
You go first. Rufina's my hero.
Like, sure, let's find a cure for this, but also save it for if I turn into a rock, okay? Does that sound fair?
A cure for being a statue?
Yeah.
I think what you would want is a cure for being a hero.
What do you mean?
Will.
What?
I don't know. Where's my ponytail?
God.
This is weird.
This is weird. We were talking about having a rest before this because we have to go battle the sooty gang, and now maybe we should go over and hang out somewhere. Maybe not that horrible hotel with the music, or if we could go to the hotel and dismantle the music somehow, destroy it.
Didn't you guys say you found like an abandoned house somewhere?
Yeah,
or something?
We did. there isn't any furniture there, but maybe I can steal some on the way there.
Steal a couch.
Steal a California king.
Yeah, I all think right,
let's go rest and decide what to do. Mm-hmm. I think we should get Mo. We're going to need Mo on our side. I don't know what we'll have to do about Halula, though. Maybe Halula doesn't exist either. Wouldn't
yeah, maybe nice? I could go up there and check on Mo and...
Why wouldn't Halula exist?
Take care of Halula.
Because Gwen doesn't exist anymore.
No, no, we're good. Shimi knows who Halula is.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
She was the guard who was going to turn you all in and rat you out.
Mm-hmm. Good memory.
Thanks. So what are we doing? We're going to this shithole of a place to lay on the floor and sleep?
Well,
right why now, not that we have, we can... we have two hotel rooms. Why don't we go to the hotel?
Also, what time is it, though? I mean, we can't sleep.
Is it like noon?
Yeah, we can't really
sleep. It's not nighttime. It's not nighttime, says the DM. I also forgot to mention this with your 20 roll on perception. Well, you definitely would have seen this, but it didn't come up.
Okay.
You see that Gwen's bag had spilled out on the bridge behind her.
Oh, okay.
And it's
I just
still there
this.
And
okay.
not crystalline.
Oh, okay. Is anyone, you said people are walking over the bridge. Are they noticing the bag or?
I don't know. No they one's don't? Picked it up okay, or is rooting through it or anything.
Walk over and pick it up and say, oh, here's my bag that I dropped near the statue of this person
check.
That I don't know because she died in the Pineapple Wars.
Performance check.
Performance check.
Performance check. Nice job.
Wow.
21. No one doubts you. Bathwack, Will is picking up his bag on the bridge.
So?
All right. I have a bag. Yep. Let's go. Is there anything else good? They leave coins near the statue? Diamonds, perhaps?
You look, and it looks like there is a sticky brick in Gwen's outstretched hand.
Wait, other than the one I took?
You already took one.
Okay, so...
There wasn't weird. One when you took one. There was one in her hand, and you took the one.
I flick it off.
Okay.
Just flick it off because
Bathwack, go see if you can get it. Go see
it
if
clatters
it regenerates.
To the ground.
We'll just flick one off.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm watching the hand intently.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. It's empty.
Close your eyes and then look again.
Me and Bathwack
sure.
are staring at the hand
I'll
like
close
this.
My eyes.
I make sure Bathwack closes his eyes first. Yeah.
And Will has his eyes open and he's staring.
And then I close my eyes really quick and then I open them.
All right, there's a sticky brick.
A perpetual sticky brick machine. Oh. I need one of those for my real life house.
I know, for reals. For reals.
Except for the fact that it appears in a hand outstretched.
Yeah, I know, gross. That's why I flicked it off.
She's not holding a plate.
At least she's made of crystal, though.
Still.
This is the finest china I've eaten off of in a while.
Why aren't more people getting sticky bricks?
Yeah, let's throw them at
you
people.
You fucking weirdos are hanging around.
I know. We're like, what is this? And everyone else is used to it. We look like the biggest tourists in the world.
Amy, do you see this sticky brick in her hand?
Huh?
Do you see that sticky?
Yeah, that thing there, that tan thing. What is it?
Yeah, grab it.
It's a brick? Why?
It's food.
Food? Look at it.
Pick it, guys.
All right, I'll pick it. That's Cockney rhyming slang for pick it up and eat it. He picks it up. He picketits it.
Does he eat it?
Oh, it is food. That's good. It doesn't look good.
Why don't people get it all the time?
Oh, it's just
like a statue keeps generating them.
Like a tan square on a statue? I wouldn't eat it unless you told me to, Rafina.
Is there pigeon poop on it?
Yeah, it's like,
I know.
If you don't take them, do they just weather?
Yeah. You have to flick it, close your eyes, and open your eyes.
Yeah.
Oh my
gosh. That's how you tell the difference between the locals and the tourists.
Yep. All right. great. Let's go. Let's go somewhere. Maybe we can find another hotel that doesn't have terrible music in it.
Are we honestly going to book a third hotel?
Rafina, have you traveled with me before? Yes. We will book all the hotels until we find one that I want to stay in.
I mean, the hotel up on the top of the dam was all right.
It was all right, but now it's up there.
Yeah, but they're like building up there. They're working on it.
Well, what do we get to climb up on the scaffold and they'll lift me up? A 1,000-foot
ladder?
No. I'm going to fly up there is what I'm... I was thinking of doing that and checking on Mo in the first place, but... let's just go, but, I guess.
I mean, are we really going to be able to rest anyway?
Not really. Right. What do you want to do? I don't want to fight anyone right now is my only
Does
problem.
Does anybody have a handmade deck of cards where we could pass the time?
You can help me finish them, Shimi.
All right. We can all do it.
Craft time!
So just pass the rest of the day and the night and then start again in the morning. I'd like to go stop in, I forgot the name of the part of the town.
Tinkertown.
Tinkertown,
yeah. And check on the work.
Hell yes.
Cool. Is Will going to be okay with not going to the salon now?
He totally wants to go to the salon, but right now he's a little freaked out by what just happened. So he's not like emphasizing going to the salon, but I definitely want to go to the salon.
I did just yell it because I think he fell into a time toilet.
Mm-hmm. A time toilet?
He likes time toilets. It's all good.
Oh my God. He fell into a time toilet. That was the best phrase ever. I'm writing it down.
How long have you been there?
Just a moment.
Really? Did I miss you going down
just
the stairs?
Just a moment. He never came up the stairs.
I definitely heard you scream across the entire house.
Oh, okay. And then you came down, right?
Yeah. It was not cause and effect. They're completely uncorrelated.
Triangle office hates person office.
Guess who wins? Guess who wins?
Triangle office.
And they're back.
No, it feels nice right now to have shades on my eyes.
Oh, God, Eric. Jeez Louise.
Eric can be shady
He's
character.
So weird.
Sorry, my roll lenses. Here, you can wear some too if you want.
No, thank you.
All right, I'll wear two.
I want a pair.
That's
Did they come in like a little cylinder? And then you roll them out?
They just give them to you at the doctor's office. Yeah, it's just this roll... It's like in a paper tube or whatever.
He keeps them.
I like them.
I love that. I've never had those before.
Oh, really? You've never gotten your eyes dilated?
They give them to you when you get your
anything?
Eyes dilated.
I have, but I don't get one of those.
They just send us out into the sun.
Yeah. They're like, well, go stare at a screen for a while.
Abby only goes to the optometrist at 9 p.m. Anyway, so what were we doing?
I don't know.
You were going back to this shithole.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, we're kind of going back there.
Yeah. But Bathwack
wanted
to. Did you
say Chipple?
Oh, yeah. Bathwack wants to go to the.
Oh, swing through Tinkertown. Mm-hmm. Right. That's right. And I was like, okay, perfect time to take a break to plan for that. I forgot.
And I. Right. So I still have Captain Clockface in my backpack.
Mm-hmm. You do?
He has a spirit of some kind, but he's broken.
Mm-hmm.
And. I had another clockwork thing that I can no longer remember what it was.
It was the man that you have at the Tinkertown place.
It was the one that you guys thought was Ricardo.
Yeah.
That's right. It was the Ricardo. Yeah. So I was going to see if they can put a crank on the Ricardo.
On his crotch. Or up his butt. I can't remember
what
it focused on.
It would be very awkward to turn him on, so to speak.
Nice.
Okay. So yeah, you guys continue your way over the bridge. You leave Statue Gwen in the distance and head into Tinkertown. You all know your way, Rafina more than the rest of you, but you all can pick your way back towards this shop.
What's in the bag?
What was it called? What?
I wonder if I should look in the bag
as
we walk.
You're going to root through Gwen's belongings.
My bag.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so on top, you find the Hubert's Handy Spice Pouch.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
There is a massager, a personal massager.
Are you kidding?
From...
Oh, yeah!
No, yeah, I'm not kidding. It's not news.
Oh, my God. The box that bumps
from
around.
The place you're going.
Yep.
Yep.
That bumps around.
Yep.
Will's like, this is worthless. Box that bumps around. What could you even use this for?
No, Will knows exactly what it's used for. Remember, Gwen and Will had a moment in that store.
He's gonna be. He's like, how can I use this on Bathwack in the right time? That's what Will is thinking. There's also one sticky brick.
Okay.
One bottle of Bufflin whiskey.
Okay.
157 gold pieces.
Whoa. Okay.
Wow.
34 silver pieces.
Okay.
8 copper pieces.
Okay.
And a locked book.
Oh, yep. I'm glad I have that. Okay. That's very good.
Yeah.
With some weird symbols on the lock.
Yeah. I sling the bag over my shoulder, and except for the book, I pull the book out and I'm messing with it as we walk. We can go to Bathwack if nothing happens. Do I get shocked?
You're messing with it?
Yeah,
hey,
I'm
book. Fuck you, book.
Well, Will never pretends to be. Well, Will pretends to be uninterested in everything that everyone ever has. So he didn't really get to have a great look at this book until everything happened that one time. So
right,
it's okay. I know what it looks like. I'm just saying it. Mm-hmm. He, you know, he fiddles with it, sees if he can open it, sees if Gwen was just a total moron and couldn't open the book, and it's just perfectly unlocked.
Just opens.
Just opens.
You open it like
I
a book.
The mystery, guys. It works now.
I'm trying to look up the name of this store and I can't remember.
Oh.
Michael's Mechanisms.
Oh,
Rafina
right.
refers to it as the bird feeder shop.
Yeah. Oh my God. Okay.
Okay.
That's amazing.
Owned great. By Clegg.
Really?
Yeah. Clegg.
Okay.
Oh, no. Remember kidding. Clegg? That's where Gleb came from.
That's definitely not where Gleb came from. Gleb came from somewhere else completely. All right. But yeah, so you make your way back through the heart of Tinkertown and you approach the storefront of Michael's Mechanisms, and it is engulfed in flames.
What?
Oh my God. Like completely engulfed? Is there anybody running around screaming?
It looks like there's people trying to put it out.
Are they trying to help it?
Looks like it's been on fire for a little while. Been on file for a little while.
File for a little while.
I meant
nice.
To do that one.
Okay, good. I didn't know if you did mean to do
it's
it.
It's been
or
on
not.
Fire for a little while.
Okay.
Listen, anybody would make that mistake.
Yes, absolutely.
And yeah, people are working to put it out. So. But yeah, it looks like something happened here. It's very isolated to this store specifically.
You mean it looks like arson? I guess you're not going to tell me.
I don't know. Are you a fire marshal?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Then yes, it looks exactly like arson.
It's right next to my notary stamp. No,
it's very localized. It's whatever happened here and only here.
Will is going to try to make sure that we don't stop and gape. Like he's going, if he wants to keep moving because no, he's going to brain message both Rafina and Bathwack and say, keep moving. This is probably the Sooty Gang, and if we stop, it's probably related to us somehow. They probably know that we had something there or something.
You guys, the store we're going to is on fire!
I grab Shimi by the collar and duck him into an alley.
Bathwack's already trying to help put out the fire.
Oh no!
Like, is there like a bucket brigade or something?
Uh-huh.
Like...
There definitely is. It's somewhat settled down at this point. It doesn't look like it's gonna spread.
Okay.
Like, it doesn't look like it just sprung up. It's been going on for a little while and it's mostly sort of tamped down.
I'm gonna try to talk to the people next to me. Hey, what happened here?
Oh, apparently there was some sort of a fight or something. I don't know, but I don't know who caused it, but
was anyone killed?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't seen or heard from Clegg. I don't know if he's in there. He's the owner of the shop, Michael's Mechanisms, owned by Clegg, as I'm sure you know.
I'm going to try to work my way up closer to the. Is it like raging? I mean, I can't.
Not at this point, no. But it doesn't seem like there's a lot left.
Doesn't look like anything survived.
Bit of a husk.
Is there a burning humanoid figure on the ground?
With a crank poking out of its crotch.
Wait, is it the straw puppet?
No, it's not the straw puppet. I don't remember which one. Straw puppet is different. This is the clockwork figure that you all thought was the actual Ricardo Ulysses that you fought.
Right, okay.
But it turns out it was a clockwork construction, and stamped on its hip was the phrase...
Is no fun, is no Blinsky.
Yeah. Is no fun, is no Blinsky. Where is that guy?
Yeah, he's on this guy's hip. Mm. He's following you, Abby. Don't worry. Blinsky's always around.
I want to roll to see if I see any sign of the city gang up on the roofs or anything like that. Perception, I guess.
Perception, you guess correctly. 16. You see no sign of the city gang.
Well, crap. How much? I'm going to get as close as I can without catching on fire.
Okay.
Can I?
Yeah. Really there's people putting it out there.
Yeah. Does it look burned out?
Kind of.
Just no hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's not much left. Did you know Clegg?
I mean, I was just here.
Do you have any family or?
I don't know. Wait, why are you asking? No, I don't. I mean, I left something here for him to work on.
What was it?
So I just met him the other day. Oh, it's like a mechanical...
Man?
Man, yeah.
There's stories that there was a figure made of wood that jumped out of here, and soon after the whole store caught on fire.
Oh my god!
There was apparently it had something sticking out of its crotch or its ass. There's conflicting reports, but
did it have to wind itself?
I'm not sure.
Did it double as a flamethrower?
Oh my god!
Crank, 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 crank.
He launched himself out of it. Yeah. He rocket, crank out of one he rocket end, flames out of the other. His way out of the window.
Oh my gosh. They must do a lot of work on mechanical men here, right?
I mean, I know of it as the birdhouse shop, personally, but...
which way did the mechanical man go?
I don't know. I wasn't here. I just heard it jumped out of the window and ran off somewhere, and then the whole store exploded.
This has not been your day, Batwack.
You're welcome.
What are you saying, Rafina? I mean, any part.
We'll talk later.
I guess he said he already searched did he already search the store? Did he roll an investigation check?
He didn't go into the burned out husk yet, no.
I mean, is it like, if I can go in and not burn, I'll go look around. But
at this point, yeah, you could probably pick your way through, but it looks like a charred
stuff
out.
Is smoldering. And...
Yeah.
Is there a skeleton in there? I ask from across the, hey, is there a skeleton in there? Somebody die in there? Just kidding. I don't actually scream that across the thing because Will is not, I don't think Will's going to go in there.
Pippa Wanderson. There's a skeleton!
Says, yes!
Nice.
Oh, Pippa. You exist sometimes.
The forensic expert Bathwack will now.
Yeah. Will's like, what are you doing, Bathwack? In a message, brain message.
I'm looking for the... I just said for his name.
Clegg?
Ricardo! I'm looking for the Ricardo doll. I'm looking for the Ricardo doll. Someone just told me that I can only say a few words back.
25.
Somebody just told me that. That what?
Now you can respond.
Now you can reply.
That the place caught on fire shortly after a mechanical man jumped out the window and ran away. I wonder if our friend Ricardo did this through the doll.
Or maybe you did it by leaving the doll here.
Or did what? You do it because that's just what you do now, Bathwack? You steal keys and you set... Hey, this is a private message. Get out of here, Rafina.
Oh, you're right.
Rafina, no, Rafina knows what you're saying, though. They exactly. see your, she yeah. sees your face.
Yeah.
She can't hear it.
I can read your eyebrows.
But she can say
yeah,
Will.
Yeah, Will's standing there like...
Yep. Rafina is free to say eyebrows Will as much as she wishes.
Absolutely. And Will's like, what?
I have I'm been a horrible turtle.
I'm just telling Bathwack that it's... I have been a horrible turtle. Will's like, I'm just telling Bathwack that it's his fault. What's so wrong with that?
Will!
All right.
You know what's wrong with that.
Since I'm an expert at looking at completely scorched remains.
Yep.
Which, yeah, right. Are there any dead bodies in here? One, that's what Bathwack's looking for. I do know what dead bodies look like.
Yeah, you definitely
and then,
do.
And then, are there things that are, you know, burnt Blinsky dolls?
All right, investigate.
If I don't see anything, all right, investigate. Oh, I'm Bathwack, expert investigator.
Mm-hmm. Bathwack PI.
Bathwack PI.
He's that guy with the sunglasses from CSI of... Miami.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, that's not investigation.
Oh, whoops, hold on.
Wrong IN skill.
There
oh, it is. There we go. That's more
20.
Like it. That's more
I
like
know,
it.
But he rolled a 19 before.
Fine. He rolled a 19 minus 1. Is yeah. that better?
It's an 18.
An 18 investigation. All right. So you're poking through the sooty remains of this store. Sooty.
Yeah, it's sooty. And it's awfully sooty in here.
City, shitty, sooty, shitty, sooty, shitty. Remains of this store. You find no evidence of your... clockwork construct that you left behind. But behind the back desk, you do find burned out remains of a living thing.
How did no one else find that first?
Oh, jeez.
Well, the flames only just now burned down.
All right. Bye.
Abby.
I'm going to go back out to the line of people that are trying to put this out and say, oh, I mean, there's a body in there. We should get a...
Clegg! No!
Aww. Oh, no.
Aww.
Clegg was kind of a jerk, wasn't he? Yeah, but still!
Yeah!
Did you ever try to make a joke around him? I know, it was hard. I just tried to get my birdhouse fixed. Ugh. But still, I mean, come on. Yeah, you're right.
That guy. Okay. Guy doesn't. He can't take a joke. You should burn him.
Yeah, I know.
Who cares? Who said that?
Oh,
he's right.
Someone said that. I know they did. I can't tell. I'm too overwhelmed with grief over this man I didn't really like very much.
All right. I don't think there's anything else for us to do here.
All right.
So
we know that he could revive Captain Clockface, but now he's dead.
But he's dead.
Can you guys
also maybe
revive
everyone
him?
He revives turns into a homicidal maniac?
Oh yeah.
You know, maybe that's what the butt crank does to you.
Yeah. And listeners, maybe this is the point where the players learn that. Just because someone wants to shove a crank in a sensitive part of someone they love doesn't mean you shouldn't trust them.
Wow.
That sounds like a PSA. The more you know.
And I'm not even sure why we shouldn't not trust them.
Mark Jessen, I want to see the wiki page for crotch cranks.
Had we done this differently, you're saying that right now we could have Captain Clockface with us. We would just have to wind him every once in a while.
In his crotch.
Yeah.
Or his butt. I can't remember.
I see. But now the only person in Bear Toggle with the skills to do this is dead.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Okay. Well, Bathwack.
I solemnly pat my backpack. We'll have to wait for the next city, Captain Clawface.
Oh my god. Yeah. But now also apparently there's a weird wooden guy running out setting places on fire.
With a crank in his
don't you think we should worry about this?
What'd you say? Like,
have you seen this man? It's just going to be a picture of a crotch with a crank in it.
Or an ass. Two pictures.
What did you say, Abby?
I was just sort of lamenting that I don't know how we're going to chase this down. I
guess. She's saying it's something we should be maybe worried about.
Yeah, because there's a lot of fire setting right now. Does this
it's
thing work for the
by
city
us,
gang?
Which
now?
Is unusual.
Has Ricardo told us anything? Have we found any link between Ricardo and the city gang as of yet?
No,
because
I
wonder. I wonder if they're linked somehow. I don't know.
Well, it seemed to me that it seemed like there was a darker power over the city gang. That's just what I was thinking.
That's true too. I wonder.
Remember the Ibish that he was working with on the blimp.
Mm-hmm.
She wasn't hypnotized or anything. She seemed pretty right.
Yeah,
or
she seemed because even when she was falling, and Will was like fighting with her, she seemed to be fighting like for Ricardo. Basically, I think.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like she seemed pretty
maybe
aware.
That doesn't mean anything,
but maybe maybe she wasn't. I don't know. I don't know if we got that distinctly.
And you guys didn't say anything about any rings on around her eyes or anything. I don't think.
No.
I feel like this whole town is aflame and having problems, so maybe we should lay low somewhere.
But we don't have all the keys, right?
No, we don't.
We need one more?
No. Yeah.
To go under the dam, into the water, to fight something holding a fish.
Right.
Simple.
The biggest problem is that we have a lot of, at least I'm out of a lot of energy, let's say.
You're depleted.
Yes. So that's what I was saying. Maybe we should go shopping. Bathwack, you need a shield, right?
I also have to get my, I left my pack at the hotel.
Oh my.
Yeah, I left some stuff there too.
Probably on fire. Everything's on fire.
I guess we should go check.
Or playing music.
Yeah, let's
go
check.
It's the middle of the day.
Let's go check to see if our shit's on fire. Let's go look. We go to the hotel to see if our shit's on fire.
You go to the hotel. All right. So you arrive at the hotel and...
It's on fire.
Oh, God.
Unfortunately... The hotel is not on fire.
Oh, dang.
You can enter the hotel.
Nope. You can enter the hotel. I'm going to turn this down a little bit. Jesus
Thank you.
Christ.
Yeah, it's very loud.
Come on. But it's persistent.
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, man, please. Can we please do something about this music? I hate this place. Oh, my God.
Bathwack. Go pull the plug on the music.
Yeah, can't we do something?
Where's the plug?
But we can't hear it in our rooms, right?
Yes,
oh,
we can.
Oh, you can hear it in your rooms.
Yes, we can.
Because it's not after 9 p.m.
Bathwack, go fix it. Bathwack, go.
Will is about to go upstairs to the rooms, but he just turns around and goes to the front desk. I don't know if Bathwack's going to.
I'm just going to... I was going to just run up and get my pack and get out of here. And we can go stay at the place that has no furniture.
I'm so pleased.
He goes over to the front desk.
And
he's like, hello.
Hello.
And he casts Charm Person immediately.
Oh, okay. Okay. Wisdom saving throw.
Yeah.
And you're not fighting it, so there's no advantage.
Nope.
Okay.
And I'm smiling. Will is being charming, which he usually is not.
They fail, definitely. It's a 4 plus something not good enough. It is charmed by you. and I regard you as a friendly acquaintance.
Mm-hmm. So who am I talking to?
Hello, sir.
Oh, it's a man?
Yes, it is.
What does he look like?
He is a tall human who has a part right in the middle of his hair.
Yeah.
He's wearing a vest with poofy sleeves.
Yeah.
And shorts. His vest and his shorts are emerald green. His shirt is bright pink.
Well, he's like a member of the Lollipop Guild. This is amazing.
I know.
Will, may I help you, sir?
Will was trying to be super smooth, but he checks out that outfit and he's just, he has to restrain himself from making fun of the outfit. And he goes, hello.
Hello.
Hello. I am a guest.
Nice to meet you. I mean, you again.
Oh, did you, you saw me before?
Oh, of course. You and I are friendly acquaintances, I would say.
Oh, sorry. I forgot that I cast the spell. Wait, does he really
what is your
say,
name, Will?
It's nice to meet you or see you again? Yeah. Is that what he says? Yeah. Okay, that's awesome. Okay. Yes, it is great to
Who's
see
with
me again.
You?
Oh, those, they're going up to their room. They, we have several rooms here.
Oh.
I was just wondering,
well,
though.
Thank you for your business. We appreciate you as a valued customer of the Bear Toggle Hotel, or whatever we're called. Do you like the music?
I love the music. That's actually why I came up here, because yes. I wanted to talk to you about the music. I was curious how it plays throughout the hotel. I want to know how you got this miraculous...
Oh, it's magic.
Yeah. Oh, really? Who casts the magic?
I don't know.
Where does it come from?
What do you mean?
What's the source of it?
I don't know.
Wait, so even if you... Wait, what happens when you want to turn it off at night? Doesn't somebody turn it off?
I don't. It just turns off at 9 p.m.
Okay, well, who would be in charge?
I'm
of
sorry?
This place. So who would be in charge of this place? And what if the music broke one day and I was so sad and I came down and I said, listen, it's 7:30 p.m. I expect this music to be playing. Well, I mean, if I was that upset about this music,
we could
that's
find
playing
the owner
constantly.
If there was a complaint,
oh,
I'm sure.
Oh, who is the owner?
Well, it's Gareth.
Gareth? Does he live in the hotel or does he live
in
town?
The owner does not live in the hotel. The hotel is... for the guests.
Okay. Well, sometimes people live nearby when they own a place.
He lives in Bear Toggle.
Okay. Well, where does he live?
I don't know.
Will is losing his
patience.
I mean,
I could maybe
really
find
quickly.
Out. Do you want me to find out where Gareth lives?
Well, I'm just curious about the music because I want to know more about it. I think this is one of the greatest hotels I've ever been to.
Yes,
and
I mean,
really
it's
want
a
to learn about how the music works.
It's a signature of the Bear Toggle Hotel, I would say.
Yeah. Is there like a forbidden room that you never go in, or a basement, or a control room?
Oh, there's many.
Forbidden rooms?
Of course.
What do you mean? The hotel rooms where...
We've talked about these before, I'm sure.
Yes, I mean, you know
me. Well, of course,
me.
The whole basement is off limits.
The whole basement is off limits. Yeah, I know that. I've heard of that before.
And many of the rooms are neither for rent nor for guests or for staff to enter.
Wait, many rooms are... Many are for rent?
I don't know that...
Or many
no, most
are not
for
rent.
Rent.
Oh, most are for rent.
But there are a bunch that are not.
A bunch?
Sure.
Are they on a certain level?
No, they're all throughout. We've talked about this before, haven't we? As
yes,
friendly
but I'm
acquaintances?
Just refresh my memory because I was just teaching my friends about this hotel and all of its wonderful little idiosyncrasies.
Why don't they come down here? I could talk to all of you. Any friend of you is a friend of mine.
Oh, yeah? Are they gone?
I don't know.
I'm here.
I'm getting my bag.
Rafina is sad that she can't find a luggage cart to sit in.
We're all slowly going insane.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm like, Will is smiling, but behind his eyes, the fire is growing bigger and bigger. Just like he's sweating. He's just like, oh no. Is that what it's doing? Oh God, stop it! Oh my God.
Abby just almost spit out her drink.
Oh, God. Is that what happens to the music? Did it
maybe.
Just...
You feel like it is.
Wow, this is so great. I can't wait to hear it more as I lie in my bed in my room that I paid for. Why would people pay money for this? I don't know. But is there a room? A list. Is there a list of the rooms that we're not allowed in? Because I wanted to make sure that my friends do not go in those rooms.
You would be assigned a room that you would be allowed in.
Yes, but I was curious about the ones you're not allowed to go in. Is there a list that I can be provided or even
just
give me?
Sure, there's like a dozen or so rooms.
Okay, do you know them off the top of your head?
I guess I could give you a list. I mean, you're a friend of mine.
Yes.
Okay. Sure, here. And he starts scribbling down a few different names.
Oh my god. Oh, jeez.
What's happening?
I hate it.
Rafina lies on the floor.
And here. This is what you want? Does this work?
Yes. Thank you.
It's like 10 to 12 rooms.
Okay. Are they spaced out?
At the bottom is basement. Yeah. They're kind of like all throughout.
I'm going to make sure that my friends don't go in any of these rooms.
That's probably good.
Yeah.
You don't want to get in trouble.
Do you get in trouble if you go in one of those rooms?
I don't go in these rooms.
Yeah, but what if you were to? What if you had to? What if one was on fire? I heard there was a fire outside.
I wouldn't go in one of these rooms.
Why not? Even if there was a fire, it could jeopardize the entire hotel.
Not my job.
Okay, but what if a firefighter needed to go in the room? What if a person with a bucket of water? Oh my goodness. What are you?
I guess charm personally works so far.
I know. What is your job here, sir?
I'm a concierge.
Okay, so, but if there was a problem in one of the rooms, wouldn't you address it as the concierge?
Well, I suppose.
So what if there was a murder in one of those rooms?
There's not a murder in one of those rooms.
What if there was a fire in one of those
rooms? There's never been a fire in
one of those
rooms.
What if a guest went into one of the rooms and did a little dance? Would you go in and get them out?
Absolutely not.
Wow. You know what? Wow. This has been a test, and you passed.
I know.
Here you go, and I give him a gold piece.
A gold piece?
Yep.
Oh my gosh, you are a close acquaintance.
I've done this every time we've met. Don't you remember? I'm always a good tipper for information that is apparently readily available.
Thanks, Will. Who's your friend?
Who are you talking to?
Rafina.
Oh.
The one lying on the floor?
Yep.
I'm Annie Parr, and I'm losing my mind, and she starts singing along with the calliope.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Well, thanks. And I'll see you later, as we always see each other because we are such good friends.
Yes, we're close acquaintances. Bathwack, you have retrieved your bag from your room without incident. I mean, aside from the
pretty
music.
Pretty much everything looked like it was there.
Yeah.
It's still there.
Nothing looks weird.
Right. I'll lock the door up behind me. Keep the key on my neck. If I have the... I think I have the hotel key. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Good. And go back down. Do I hear the same music that they are, or is the music totally normal
thing.
For Bathwack, right?
I mean, you hear whatever everybody's been hearing right now.
Oh, wow.
Whatever normal is.
All right, I'm back down in the lobby.
And I was going up. I was just leaving, so.
You're going up?
Yeah.
All right. I'll go
Will
with
has
Will.
Stuff there too, right?
Yep, I do.
All right.
Eric is the worst, and he will not stop this music. Okay.
Maybe
we
need
to go to the
hotel.
Basement and take things into our own hands.
Yeah, see, that's what I would be. Will is, like, going up the stairs. Yeah, he wants to show this list to you guys, and I think he first wants to look at a room, like, because we're just going up to our room. Let's go, guys. We're just going to go and... Oh, Bathwack, right. You must have also forgotten something else. Let's go back up.
All right, yeah, I'll go up with you. I got my bag already.
Is someone going to stay in Gwen's room?
Actually, the Ibish woman, Gwen gave her the key to her room, so she might be up there.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Oh.
So, yeah.
But did that even happen?
I don't know. I guess we could go check it out.
Yeah.
So once we get to the, like, another level away from this guy, Will's going to be like, we should go check out one of these rooms because nobody's allowed in there, not even the employees.
Yep. And what are we doing?
What do you mean, what are we doing?
Like, why?
Why, Shimi?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
He points to the ceiling. This!
What?
This music. If we're going to stay in a nice place, I would rather have the music. But also, who knows? Maybe they're keeping something cool in these rooms.
All right.
And I don't really feel like fighting anyone right now, okay? I know that you want to go investigate the Sooty Gang, because apparently you're Ricardo Ulysses or something like that.
What?
I look at Shimi.
Oh, I'm not. I'm the puzzle master.
And then in your head, Will goes, what's my code name?
Falcon.
What's your code name?
Shark.
That's the stupidest thing you could have done, Shimi, Will says out loud. You just gave away both code names. Now, if I was Ricardo, you would have given them to me.
You're not Ricardo.
I'm not.
You smell too good.
Shimi.
Yeah.
We need to get you a suit so you look more presentable.
I agree.
Anyway, let's go into one of these rooms. Right, guys?
How are we going to get in?
We're just going to break in. Look at Bathwack. He's huge again.
All right. There's one, like, kind of near where your room is.
All right, let's go check it out, right?
All right.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's go up there.
Okay. So you go up next to, it's like a couple doors down from Will's room. The music is pulsating in your minds.
Yeah. In our minds? It's blasted to our brains?
I mean, it feels like it.
Okay, okay.
Okay.
It totally is.
Like, you know how you're feeling right now? You,
yes,
the players?
Very
it's like
annoyed.
That to your... your characters.
Oh my, I can't even roleplay. Like, I can't even think. It's so
I know.
Annoying.
That's how it feels.
Really hard.
Exactly.
Okay. Eric, please. Oh my god.
Listen, this is called immersive storytelling.
Sweet.
I want you to feel grounded in your characters.
Awesome.
I do.
Reverseless storytelling.
Reverseless. I called herself Reverseverse.
Reverseverse.
Rafina is so grounded that she's grounded on the ground.
Yeah,
she is
exactly.
Lying on the floor.
Yep.
Calliope.
Uh-huh.
This is
grounded. So we go up to the room.
Mm-hmm. And there it is in front of you.
Does it look like a door just like any other
looks
door?
It's like all the other doors in this hallway.
Can try to open it. It's like, wait, is it a key? I can't remember. It's got it. There's no, we don't have a key.
You don't
have
a
key. I'm going to try to use the key that I have.
Okay. It doesn't work. It doesn't turn.
All right. Will?
Did you try turning the knob?
Is there a knob?
There's a knob.
Okay.
Of course. I'm going to try turning the knob.
It's locked.
All right.
Hmm.
I'm going to try turning it. Hard.
Like hard.
See
hard?
If we can open it.
The knob comes off.
Wait, end. Actually, guys, yeah, do we want to do this in a subtle way?
Yeah, that's what I'm.
Are we worried about getting a game?
Will is definitely looking out.
You want me to pick the lock?
Do this. Oh my god,
oh.
Shimi. Do you also know how to pick locks?
Of course I do. I mean
Shimi.
Oh wait. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, Gwen's not here. Don't worry.
Who?
You can say what? Oh, you wait a second. Do you have a bit of guilt about stealing or no?
No.
Oh, okay, good. You weren't influenced by Gwen at all. That's good. Only be influenced by me.
He doesn't even know who Gwen is.
Yeah.
Is that,
I was just wondering if there was a lingering effect.
Why
yes.
do I care about what a statue thinks?
Shimi,
from
keep
some
up.
Pineapple
we
wars
knew
that happened.
Who that was, okay? She was alive and she turned into a statue.
All right. Did she not like picking locks?
She didn't like stealing. You had a whole thing with her. I had to.
All right.
It's fine. Bathwack loves stealing, so we're all in good company right here. And I'm sure Rafina.
I'm better at picking locks if I'm a little drunk. You have any alcohol?
Shimi.
What?
Shh. Just pick the lock.
All right.
Nothing actually belongs to anybody. So yes, in that sense, I'm a fan of stealing.
Oh. So Rafina.
I steal Rafina's boob socks. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm free.
Whoa.
And with advantage, Shimi rolls a d20.
Oh my gosh.
And rolls
wow.
a 20.
A natural 20. Whoa,
uh-huh.
nice Shimi.
Click, 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 click.
Whoa.
Nice.
Door opens.
Okay. Seven doors open.
And the dark room expands before you.
Okay. I cast light on my billy club and shine it in there if it's actually dark.
It is dark. So you thrust your lit billy club into the doorway, revealing an empty hotel room beyond. There's a bed and a dresser. And curtains are drawn over the window.
I look at the list again. Do we have the right room?
You definitely do.
Will just genuinely looks at the list, looks at the door. Should we go in?
We'll check the toilet. See if the toilet has an escape hatch.
Ooh. Are we in an airship right now?
The door to the bathroom is closed.
What's behind the bathroom door?
Knock first.
Do I really need to go in first? Shimi, you go in first. Actually, no. Shimi, don't go in first.
All right.
The proprietor just keeps all of these rooms just for his, just so he can use the bathroom in a different bathroom every time.
It's Mathwack. Mathwack's the proprietor. He misses going to the bathroom in Strahd's castle. So
I'm going to search the closets, I guess.
Okay. So you root through the closets. It's very easy because they're all empty.
I go check the bathroom door.
Fill the walls. I can still hear Calliope music even though I can't hear
it. Oh, yeah, you can. I can't play it. I'm not allowed to, but yeah, it's still playing. You check the bathroom door. It exists, and it is closed.
You know what I meant. Check it to open it.
You open it. You open the bathroom door. And beyond...
The bathroom sarcophagus.
In the gloom, revealed by the light of your billy club, it looks like a tenth of a calliope.
What? Oh, no!
Oh, my God. Oh, no! Okay!
It's like a chunk of it.
Forever.
It's like a chunk of a calliope sitting there. And you occasionally see some of the keys being depressed.
Oh my God.
And it seems to be in line with the calliope music you were all hearing pounding into your brains, even though I'm not allowed to play it right now.
We'll never be able to destroy all 10 of them at once. And so we're going to get caught. And this is probably some evil power.
Rafina, I am so glad that you want to destroy this calliope. I honestly thought that if I found a musical instrument that was making the noise, you wouldn't let me destroy it. But please, let us dissolve this in acid or something.
This is not a natural musical instrument. This instrument did not come from the gods. And if I did not think it would defame it, I would play one of my musical instruments in its presence. Wait, defame is not the word I wanted.
Gleb.
It's one. Gleb.
I want to try pushing on the key. We play our music on top.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
And you hear it. You push on the note and you hear it playing in the calliope music you hear on your brains, which I'm not allowed to play right now.
Guys, maybe we can get them to take this whole system down if, you know, at least quiet it for a little while if they think there's something wrong. Why don't we just... Hey, Rafina.
We're going to have to burn the hotel room. The hotel down. There's no other way.
I'm going to hold my palm down on the... Can you? It's a keyboard, right?
A chunk of a keyboard.
Yeah, I'm going to just hold my hand down on it.
Will is like... They might come up here. We're not supposed to be in here. Will runs out to the front of the door. Sees if the guy is coming or anything.
You don't see anybody right now.
Okay, good. I close the door behind me and lock you guys inside. No, I'm just kidding. And then burn it down. I close it most of the way just in case he comes, you know, up. I can pretend that we're not in there.
I'm trying to figure out how Calliope actually works.
I don't think it matters how it actually works.
No, it doesn't.
Abby finally gets D&D.
I need to figure out how a tenth of a calliope works. All right. And while I'm out there, like, holding the door, basically, trying to lean against the door frame.
Casually.
Yeah, casually. Like, nobody's
performance
here.
Performance check.
Okay. There's nobody here!
No, but just in case. Who knows?
Bethwack, quick, just destroy it, and let's see if it takes everything down.
It's a pretty good performance check. 19.
Good.
Why do we need to destroy it?
We just need to turn... Well, is there a button that we can press that turns it off?
I'll... feels around on the side of it. I don't know. Is there a button?
Investigation check.
All right. Only going to find the wrong button, but here we go.
Oof.
Is it bad?
Found the button.
One minus one is zero.
Oh, no!
You found the button.
Rafina, it's right here.
Really?
I found something.
That looks like it. Piece of gum somebody stuck on the side of it.
Push it.
Okay. I press it.
All right, you have a piece of gum. No. You have a piece of gum stuck to your finger, Rafina.
Finders keepers. I put it behind my ear.
Behind the braided hairs.
Yeah.
That gum will save your life someday.
Yeah, it maybe.
Will.
You never know.
And meanwhile, the calliope music is still playing.
Yeah, Will is getting more and more angry. Will is just standing out there and he sends a message to whoever is in range. Like, what are we doing? Are we destroying it? I think we should maybe check out the basement first. Maybe there's like a, I don't know, a control center or something.
Okay, let's go to the basement then. I guess we should go to the basement.
Or just
leave. Don't have a lot of power. We have no energy.
Yeah,
we have no power. We need to rest, but it's daytime.
This seems
What's
like
happening?
A great thing to investigate while you have no energy. How is the music
yes.
playing in our hotel?
Yeah,
let's
just
figure
like
it out.
Dragging around, yeah.
I mean,
like, I'm so tired. But
this
I
is the biggest
sleep.
Mystery we can yeah. solve
I mean,
right now.
Honestly, that's kind of why I'm focused on it because I think Will's like, I don't want to go out and mess with the sooty gang. So if we're distracted by this stuff,
yeah.
then at least if we can turn it off, we can rest indoors in a nice hotel
yeah.
room without this crappy music playing, is his goal.
Yeah, yep. exactly.
That is my justification.
All right. So you guys exit this one forbidden hotel room. The calliope music is still playing. That's what gives one last on the keyboard before heading back into the hotel. And then you guys are going to look around to see if you can figure out the way into the basement, the forbidden off-limits basement. And we're going to figure out if you find a way down next time
mm-hmm.
on Pork Fried Dice.
Wow.
Dun, dun, dun.
I don't know why you didn't want to play on the calliope.
Who, Rafina?
Yeah.
Well, Rafina has been struck down by the calliope music. It's
yeah.
really mm-hmm. sapping her power.
It is horrible.
You guys.
It's not a natural creation.
We're going to rest and then we're going to go take down the city gang.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what it's got to be because, like, the thing is, we need to get you a shield. And I thought we were going to do that, but then Tinkertown Man was burned down, and that deflated us.
What about the coyote?
Yeah, the captivating coyote.
Someone listened to the last episode.
Yeah, somebody did.
Wait, what happened? Wait, what happened to the captivating coyote?
So the very virile badger said that his friend, his hunting partner, the captivating coyote... lives south of Bear Toggle and knows of a holy weapon
mm-hmm.
that he thought might be suitable for someone like you, Bathwack. Though at the time, he thought maybe the weapon was maybe a little bit too big for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you recall, at that point, you were short stacked, Bathwack.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Gosh, I completely forgot about that.
Me too. But I just listened to the episode.
That might be useful to have if we're going to, well...
Yeah,
well, exactly.
Fighting impossible to defeat things.
Yeah.
Honestly, I started to mix up the gods. So it's like, I was thinking the coyote was the same as the other one that we're
angler?
Actually. Yeah.
The Aeonian anglerfish? Ionian anglerfish.
Even though they're not even the same spinal type.
Class.
Yeah.
See, in my mind, I'm trying to, like, all of these different animal gods, I'm trying to have them, like, lined up with the temple gods. Like, I don't know. I feel like things should click together somehow.
Well, like, the warping scorpion seems very suspicious because it's bad and it stung me and I don't know why. And
that's
it's
right.
And now I have no leg and Will is ignoring that fact. Jeez.
Rafina's not.
But, like, that's the thing. I wanted to rest and, like, I have things to talk about, but also we're in the Calliope place. Maybe we should have gone to the other house. Will is not against going to the other house. I don't know if you actually have anything.
I love it.
We could totally go to the other house unless you want. Let's go check out the basement next time and then.
Yeah. Well,
I've got to say, like, out of character, I love coming up with an adventure for you guys to stop the Calliope music.
Well, and that's the thing is that we really want
off
to know
the cuff.
Now I'm sure you have this planned, Eric.
Oh,
you've been
I do.
Dreaming of us returning to the Calliope.
Uh-huh.
I can tell.
It's a little mini
no, but
game.
It's well, that's what I'm saying. There's like it's clearly a weird thing that the Calliope music is playing all day.
Yeah,
there's got to be something really good behind it.
Yeah, sure. There's got to be something because it's weird. At least we can go kill the owner, Gareth.
Gareth, Gareth, the Calliope King.
Yeah. The Calliope King. I would do that too. I would do that too. Absolutely.
I would do that too. I would do that too.
Absolutely.
I would not
incredible.
Get into the mother's face and tell the mother that this child is a waste of skin.
Yeah.
I would not go. I would not do
I
that.
I love that.
That's exactly. That's what she did.
Uh-huh. Waste of skin.
I love it so much.
Oh.
That goes against some of my core issue, my core principles. But
no skin is wasted in Abby's view. It serves a purpose in one way or another.
Oh God,
that's right.
Oh, that's Rafina.
No
sorry.
Part of the child is wasted when Abby gets a hold of them.
That's
her core ethos. Do not waste any part of the
child.
This
person just represents a surplus in skin. An early harvest.
Oh my God.
There's very few chances
Holy
to get this
crap,
supple
geez.
Of a skin.
Oh my God.
This is one of the instances, though, where
oh
it is
my God.
Okay.
Hey everyone. If you like what you hear, please consider leaving us a kind review wherever that sort of thing happens. Also, support us by sending us a tip on Ko-fi. You can find all of our social media links at porkfrieddice.com. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.